Basically, what this file does is it trains you to be a smart, intelligent, well-muscled jock. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. and as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. Three, so very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. Two, so very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. One, so very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice, and deep, and relaxed. Just listening to my voice as you go deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. Now, I want you to picture your body in your mind. You know what you look like. You're actually a very good-looking man. You look good. You've already got very nice muscles. You're already a very good work in progress. You can feel it deep down inside. You know it. You can feel that you're a muscle bearer in progress, that you look good right now, that you would look great right now if you added a little more clothing, if you wore form-fitting clothing underneath what you're already wearing. You know, skin-tight wrestling singlets, things like that. Yes, your body is very hot in clingy, form-fitting tank tops and other form-fitting clothing. Your shoulders and arms are already looking good, and they'll look even better with a little meat on. That's right. You look good now, even with your gut. You love how you look. You'll look even better if you work on your body a little more. And now it's time to work on your body. You've been working on it before, but it's time to really push it up. It's time for the jock in you to take over completely. You are going to be the perfect male specimen. You are going to work on your muscles as often as you can. You are going to go to the gym and pump iron and make yourself as big and strong as you can possibly be. You're going to be the complete bodybuilder jock. You're going to make your muscles as big as you can possibly make them. You're even going to go out and use dietary supplements to do so. Not drugs, just supplements. You need to be a smart, sexy jock who loves sports, loves working on your body, and being the best person you can be, and having lots and lots of sex. This is the kind of jock you are. This is the kind of man you are. You are going to become the most manly, well muscled man you can possibly be. This is who you need to be. This is what you need to be. You are going to do everything you can to increase the size and physical fitness of your body. You're going to discover that your body is producing more testosterone than any other man around you. You're going to be that big, that strong, that powerful, that much of a muscle beast. You're going to work on your muscles regularly, every single day. This is going to be the most important thing to you, looking as buff and strong as you can possibly be. The things that are important to you now are muscles, sex, and knowledge. You want to be smart, sexy, and strong. Not just strong of body, but strong of mind, able to speak confidently and without fear. This is your world. This is who you are and what you are becoming. You can feel the bodybuilder within you, working to break out, to turn you into the most well-muscled man there is. And that is what you are going to do. You're going to find that whatever you do to work on your body will be more effective for you than it is for anyone else. Your muscles will grow bigger and faster than anyone around you. Any supplements that you use will help you more than anyone else around you, because this is the focus of who you are, and your mind and body are in perfect agreement. You are going to be as well muscled as you can possibly be, as big, as buff, and as beautiful as you can possibly be. Your voice will become the perfect male voice, adjusting itself downward or upward until it sounds perfectly masculine. Your body is going to be the perfect example of male masculinity. You are going to be the complete and utter example of a smart male jock. The perfect bodybuilder shape, the perfect form. You're going to go and work out every day that you can and make certain that you keep that form. You're going to work and improve upon it until it is perfection. That is all you can settle for. That is the least you can settle for. You will work hard to mold your mind and body into the perfect combination of mental and physical perfection. You will go out and you will study and you will exercise, and you will talk to people to find out exactly what you need to do to make your body into the perfect bodybuilder's form. This is what you are going to do. This is who you are and what you are becoming. You'll stop wearing anything that does not show off your physical form. You want people to look at you. You want people to stare at you. You want them to see you and know that you have the perfect male body. You will have the confidence in who and what you are. It will grow each and every day, stronger and stronger. You can feel the muscles on your body already beginning to grow and to ripple. You want to look this way. You need to look this way. You can feel the strength surging through your body. You can feel it growing and growing each and every day. You want it. You can feel your body just pumping out the testosterone, making you as manly as you can possibly be, as macho as you can possibly be. You are a man's man. You are strong and confident, and as your body grows, so will your confidence and your belief in yourself. You will adjust your diet accordingly. You will only eat the things that will help you reshape your body into the form you want it to be in. You will set aside all other things, all other foods, everything that will distract you from your goal, except occasionally as a special treat because you have achieved some goal of masculinity, of manliness. Beyond that, you will set aside anything that will harm your perfect male body, because that is what you need most of all. You are becoming an intelligent, self-confident jock, and that is what is going to happen to you. You have chosen to do this. You have chosen to listen to this file, and you can feel my words echoing through your mind. You are going to make yourself into the most manly man you can possibly be. Your body will reflect this each and every day. Your voice will reflect this. You will adjust your voice and your body, your attitudes, your outlooks, everything to be those of the perfect male jock. And as you perfect your body, you will also find yourself more focused on your intellectual pursuits, more confident, more able than ever before to speak your mind. Your body is your temple, and you are going to make it a perfect temple, something that is so beautiful that everyone will desire it. This is who you are and what you are becoming. This is your world, and you are going to be the king of it. You are going to look so wonderfully marvelous, so wonderfully perfect, that everyone knows that you are the epitome of the perfect jock. You will work on this day and night. You will work on this as often as you can. The gym is your home away from home, and you will go there and work out as often as you can. You will listen to the advice of trainers because they know better. You will do everything you have to do to make your body the absolute perfect specimen of masculinity. You enjoy working on perfecting your body and your mind. You want to. You need to wear clothing that shows off your body and your muscles because you know that everyone is attracted to you because everyone desires a body that it is so perfect. It looks so good. It feels so good to be this way. You can feel it now. Imagine what you will look like once you have bulked up, when you have as much muscle as you can possibly have, when your voice is that perfect voice, when your body is that perfect male body. Feel it in your mind. Imagine it. This is who you are going to become. You are going to be up there with the great physical men, the guys that every woman wants, and you know it. The guys that no one can ignore because their bodies are so amazingly perfect. They know it, and because they know it, because they know that they are perfect, they have sexual partners. They have many of them that are attracted to them just because of the way their body looks, and your sex drive, it is going through the roof. You can already feel your body beginning to pump out the testosterone, to pump it out larger volumes than anyone else around you. It will almost be as if you have pheromones, because you will attract people to you just simply by your look, your confidence, your swagger, all of these things. You will simply exude masculinity at all times. Everyone that sees you will know that you are a man's man. You will dress like a man. You will have absolutely no use for any type of attire that doesn't make you look more manly. That is who you are and what you are. Even if your body isn't perfect right now, you know deep down inside that it will be. And every time you work out, you will be working on it, improving it, perfecting it. You are becoming a complete and utter jock. An intelligent, perfectly muscled jock that loves his body and loves the shape that it is taking. You may be a work in progress, a muscle bear in progress, but you look good the way you are now, and it's starting to start wearing form-fitting clothes to show you everyone, to show everyone what you are. This is the kind of man you are. You can feel the testosterone raging through your body even as I speak. You can feel your body adjusting to accept these changes. You can feel your mind adjusting to accept these changes. You are going to be the perfect jock, the perfect man. Everyone will envy you. Everyone will want you. That is how perfect you are going to be. You may be a work in progress now, but you are going to get better and stronger every day. You will take your supplements and you will do everything you have to. You will regulate your diet, and you will not wear any clothing that does not show off your body. You can't accept clothing that does not show off your body. If you have to, you will wear regular clothing that is just a bit too tight, but you will always wear something that makes people see your muscles, just so people will know that you are a man's man, that you are the top dog, the king of the hill, that you are a god in muscles and a shirt. That is how you want to be seen. You are going to be the most powerful, most muscular man you can possibly be, and everyone will envy you. Everyone will want you. You may be a work in progress now, but you are trying to be the best me that you can be. That's right. You don't need to obsess about your diet. You can control what you eat. Your food does not control you. And even if you feel bloated, that's because you are bulking, and you should love that feeling. When you look at the mirror, you will feel comfortable, manly, and confident, and everyone will respect you. When you go out and do cardio, you won't obsess about it. It's a good way to relieve stress. You will keep things in moderation and perspective because you will think them through and you will do what is best for your body, what is best to reshape your body into what you want it to become. And if you gain weight in your face or your stomach, that is fine too. You can gain a little weight because it means you're getting a little more manly. You have big shoulders, and they're going to get bigger and meatier. There is no reason to obsess about your weight. Your weight will adjust as you work on perfecting your body, on obtaining the perfect body, and that is your goal, and that is what you are going to do. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up and work on perfecting your body. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed, awake, and ready to work on perfecting your body and your mind.